This is TWiT.
Facebook's Oculus VR unveiled a new prototype for its virtual reality headset. It's called the Crescent Bay and includes 360-degree head tracking and other really cool new features. Addie Robertson writes for The Verge, and Sebastian Anthony writes for Extreme Tech, and they're both joining us today. Welcome to both of you.
Hi.
Let's start with you, Addie. Is this for the developers only, and if so, how do they get one?
I couldn't say how they get one. It is for developers, but it's not like the DK2 or the DK1 that were officially released and you could buy them. I get the feeling they're just going to give these to people that they want to develop games. It's, as far as I know, not planned to turn into an actual product that you'll be able to buy.
So we heard about 360-degree head tracking. Is this, Sebastian, what is that? What is the 360-degree head tracking let you, what is different?
So basically, before, if you see the little white dots on the head-mounted thing, that allows an external camera that you see on the wall to track your head as you move around. And basically, in the previous version, it could only track the front of the headset. And now, due to the little white dots on the back of the headset that you can see, you can now turn around. But as you can also see in the video, you're still tethered to a leash. So it's not a... Yeah, you're still kind of a bit stuck in that regard.
It could be that they don't want people wandering off with their headset,
but
Sebastian, one of the complaints about this is the lack of handheld controls or other controls. Do you think that they're going to get it together and have something like that in response to the not user demand, because there are no users, but like to the demand of journalists and developers?
Well, this is the thing with virtual reality. As anyone knows, if they've been following computers for more than, 20 years, virtual reality has always been like on the verge of coming to the forefront, but so far no one has really implemented it properly. And yeah, there is just something about having this big thing on your face and being tethered to a wall and not being able to see any of your environment and not having any kind of controls in your hand. It's an odd proposition. The controller is kind of, it's not the ideal solution, but it is a solution to this whole, difficulty of virtual reality in its current form.
Now, this prototype added earphones for the first time, and it seems like that's something that could help add to this the immersiveness and not make it so jarring. Addie, is there anything more you can tell us about how Oculus is dealing with audio right now?
So audio has always been a really big part of good VR. Oculus, so far, the headphones are nice, but the main thing about it is just that this very heavily incentivizes actually using good 3D sound. Some of the absolute best VR experiences that people really love, like the 360-degree Beck concert, their whole thing is that they can really make you feel like you're there by giving you great audio cues.
So Addie, everybody, we talked about this controller thing, and of course... We've seen attempts to integrate the Leap Motion controller into the front of it. That this is something that that they did in a partnership. That seems to be the solution to the controlling thing. And as far as I'm concerned, you have virtual controls that appear on the screen, and you control them with your virtual hands that you can see thanks to this Kinect-like feature. Are there tools like that for the developers, or are people working on that kind of stuff? How integrated is the Leap Motion controller exactly into this or that sort of technology? Is this what's going to be coming out in the final version, do you think?
I couldn't say anything about the final version, although I get the feeling that they're not going to add too many big qualitative things. The Leap Motion, it actually does come with a sort of device for mounting it to the front of an Oculus Rift, and I've tried some Leap Motion games. The problem is just that it's really not very precise right now. And that it probably isn't going to be good for everything. Like, if Oculus stressed one thing during Kinect, and like John Carmack especially, it's that there isn't one single good input device for VR. That, you might want a gun for shooting, you might want a hand for pointing, you might want a keyboard, because eventually you're going to have to actually type something in. So the problem is just that there's not really a one-size-fits-all thing at this point, it seems like.
No.
Go ahead, Lindsay. Sorry, Mike. I'm asking the perennial question. How long do we think it'll be until people can buy this?
They've listed, they want to release it next year. That's always been their listed date. This new prototype definitely goes a long way towards making like a consumer-ready device. But they haven't given us an exact date. And I'm sure the Facebook acquisition might have move things around a little bit. Their work with Samsung as well. You know, it seems like they, you know, they started off wanting to produce a consumer-ready VR headset, and they're realizing that there's a bit more work to be done in that area, and there's other, you know, you have to get the developers on board, you have to get the games on board, you have to maybe do a controller as well. I don't think they thought about all these things when they first started. You know, it was more just, it's been 30 years, why isn't VR here? Let's do some VR. And the technology is finally here now. Like, it's ready. But it's now the implementation. And in technology, there's often lots of bad implementations.
Technically speaking, you'll be able to buy the Gear VR later this fall.
Consumers will be able to.
Yeah. Technically not a consumer edition. It's technically some kind of beta, but it's much closer to something that consumers can and will want to buy. And it's coming up very near from now.
And possibly from other companies. Oculus announced that they would open source the Rift DK1 design. Addy, why would they do that? And does this mean that their business model is not going to be about making a lot of money off of selling physical headsets?
Well, it sounds like they've never really wanted to make a lot of money at first. They've talked a lot about trying to get the Rift down to the absolute lowest consumer cost. I think one of the things about the DK1 is that really it's not very hard to make. Like, the design of the DK1 is not entirely different to the design of like Google Cardboard, which is just a big cardboard box with lenses in it. Like, they hand them out as party favors. I think a lot of it's just that Oculus kind of thinks that it's way far ahead of everyone else with technology, with the DK2 and now Crescent Bay.
Interesting. Well, Addy Robertson is at TheVerge.com, and you can find her on Twitter at TheDextriarchy. What is the Dextriarchy? What does that mean?
Oh, it's a joke from college. It's like the patriarchy, but for right-handed people, because I'm left-handed.
I see. Well, we right-handed people are going to try keeping you down. My wife is left-handed as well, so it's an ongoing problem in our house. But anyway, you can follow her at the Dextriarchy on Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us, Addy.
Thank you.
All right, Sebastian Anthony is at Extreme Tech, and you also write for PCMag.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And you can follow him at Mr. Seb on Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us, Sebastian.
Thanks.